Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited about today's show with Claire. Thank you so much for being here, Claire.
Thank you, Caitlin. I'm excited to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what we'll be walking through together today and how this all arised and in the work that you do?
Sure. So we've already discussed this kind of on a broad overview, and we talked about coming back together to kind of have me practically walk you through it, and so that your listeners can have real tools and understand what I'm saying. And I love that you asked, because when I'm talking about the body speak process with people, I really just want to say, can I just show you, you know, but, and I'm working on that because it's really hard to explain, but I started coaching women, helping them with, you know, unhappiness, depression, anxiety, whatever you want to call it. But the overall message is, I was literally in the car this morning, Caitlin, and I was like, we need to stop labeling ourselves. And I just got this image of like a sticky note here that says depression and a sticky note here that says anxiety and OCD and control freak and ADHD. And I was like, you know, thinking of the healthcare providers that we go to, it's like, please don't label me, just help me, help me feel better. And, you know, we like labels in our society. My kids, my daughter, my 13-year-old daughter, I love her to death, but she had a cold like a month ago, and she said, Mom, I think I need to go to urgent care. And I'm a nurse. So I was like, well, baby, you don't have a fever. You haven't had a cough for more than 2 weeks. You don't have like patches on your tonsils. There's no evidence of bacterial infection, which is the only reason we would take you to the doctor, because then you would need antibiotics. Otherwise it's viral, and it's 5 to 10 days. And it's hydration, sleep, take care of yourself, you know, medicine for symptoms. But she made me take her. So they tested her for COVID, flu, and strep. All that came back negative. But she wanted the diagnosis. You know, this is what's wrong with me. And it was, you know, sorry, baby, it's cold. You know, it's a virus.
Right.
So I was asking myself, why do people need that label? And I saw it all the time in my clinical years as a nurse. Well, I have tendonitis. You know, they had shoulder pain. I have tendonitis. And in my work with people, you know, I had this one client, God, I could not get her to stop my depression. Well, because of my depression, or because, no, my anxiety, because of my anxiety, you know, I can't do that because of my anxiety. And I just was like, you know, I'm always asking, why are you experiencing those anxious feelings? Let's like, because anxiety is just a message, like we're not listening to it and it's going to escalate. So, and that's different for some people to think of, but stop labeling me, help me. And I always was on this healing journey, trying to feel better, trying to heal, but nothing was truly helping. So I knew I needed to heal. I was painfully aware I needed to. I didn't know how to do it. So I was going to people to help me and it wasn't helping. Well, 10 years ago, I started doing this work, and this process that I take people through, it's a process. It's my process. You know, if it speaks to you, use it, abbreviate it, use parts of it, ignore the rest, whatever you want. It's all about feeling good and helping you. And if it can help you, wonderful. If not, then you will absolutely be drawn and attracted to something that will help you. And, but it's morphed and changed over the years through my experience with working with it to what it is today. And it's half clinical and half energy work. And it just always has a good outcome. And I trust it. It has its own intelligence, I think. So I offered to go through it with Caitlin, and she graciously agreed.
Yes, I'm very excited.
We talked about it. I was like, are you sure you want to like bring, air out some stuff in front of your audience? And she was like, oh yeah, I'm fine.
I'm like, bring it on, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm willing to try it all.
Awesome. So there's 10 steps. And like I said, some days just takes a few minutes. It'll be a couple more minutes than a few minutes, because I'll be kind of explaining a little bit as we're going through it. But you can write down these steps if you'd like. If you're driving, please don't write them down. Just come back to this episode. And you can take yourself through this process literally in your journal. And I'll kind of tell you the prompts that I would use. So I'm going to start with Caitlin. And step one is you state the feeling, situation, or belief that you are bumping up against, or you want more information. And it's just, you know, I use this process whenever there's a disturbance in the force. Something's wrong. Something's bothering me. I can have a lot of thoughts about it, but it's still kind of like that grain of sand. So is there anything in your life recently, or a big overall theme that you just haven't been able to get a hold of, or something that's bothering you? What do you got, Caitlin?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's funny, like I was on with my clients this morning and they always bring up, you know, exactly what I need to hear. And I hear myself talking to them. So I think that I'll start there. Mm-hmm. And this situation, I think, is mainly about like boundaries and how to respect them without being or coming across mean or like cross, I guess. I'm a highly sensitive person. So for example, I was introduced to a lovely lady who wanted to work with me, and the situation took a turn and I could feel myself getting protective over my clients, my business, and maybe it just wasn't panning out. But the question that kept coming up was like, why am I calling in this energy, or like, what is this showing me?
Would you call it pushy energy?
A little bit. Yeah. Like on their end.
So this is kind of just how I work. I call myself an intuitive coach. While I'm working with a client, words, phrases, images will come into my mind. And even though you didn't say the word pushy, I kept hearing pushy, pushy, pushy. But the important part for step one is you name it, and you're specific about the belief or the situation or the feeling. For example, is it pushy or is it bossy? They're different, right? Is it anxiety or is it panic? So we want to get really specific. So I said the word pushy, but if it's not quite that, what is it?
That's such a great differentiation between the words too. I actually really appreciate that. I went to school for rhetoric, so I love like the differentiation. And I think it is pushy because it's not only with a client. It may also be like when I'm on a sales call and someone's pitching me and it's like very uncomfortable.
Ooh, I love this. Okay. So Caitlin's got an issue with pushy. Let's figure out where it came from, right? I want to know, I've identified this pattern that I have that comes up, it keeps coming up. I know I need to heal it. I don't know how. And that's perfect. So step two is, and the reason I made you get so specific is I can't explain why some of this works the way it works. It's just trial and error over 10 years. But it's almost like a honing device starts going through your body. And we're exactly, because I believe these emotions and issues live in our bodies. That's been my experience. It's the way I experience them in people's bodies. So we are exactly locating it. So step two is, where does that live in your body, Caitlin? So you're going to turn your attention inwards. Where are you drawn? Does it
like
live in?
Immediately, it's like my shoulder, my heart center. Like that's what I can feel, like my heart racing.
Your shoulder, your right shoulder, you pointed to your right shoulder to your heart center.
Yeah. Like my shoulders get tense. I can get really tight. Like when the situation's occurring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for your audience, like, why does that matter? Right. Why is she asking these weird questions? And we're not even weird yet. So strap in. It's somatic. This is a little bit of a somatic thing. So it lives in her right shoulder and in her heart center. Step three is, what does pushy look like in your shoulder and heart center? So it's okay to make something up here. You form an image, like look inside, like if you had x-ray eyes and you could look at your shoulder into your heart center, you notice something there that doesn't belong. Pushy looks like a shape, a form, a color. What is it?
It's always like red.
Okay.
It's like almost like a deep, deep red. And I'm like, sound alarms are going off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a common one, actually. Sirens. Yeah. Right. But this is a sound alarm, not a siren.
It's kind of like a siren. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's it. It's really funny. That comes up a lot in my own body. That comes up a lot. So red, deep, kind of like an alarm is going off. Okay. So you've got this image of the alarm, and people say all kinds of things. It's a gray blob. It's purple goop. It's smoke. It's a fire, you know, whatever. I took myself through it earlier this week, and I had an image of something outside my body, but whatever comes up is exactly right, exactly what it's supposed to be. And what we're doing is we're accessing Caitlin's subconscious, what's under the surface, what she's been desperately trying to become aware of, but she hasn't been able to. And this is like, we're hacking our way in without having to hypnotize her. And so this is why you can, and what I love about this process is it's repeatable and she can do it by herself. She can repeat this process and insert any issue, belief, or feeling or situation into this process and extract what she needs to from it, get the message and release it. And so it's just no longer part of her experience. And that's the biggest thing I hear is what used to bother me just doesn't bother me anymore. It has nowhere to stick and land, if that makes any sense. Okay, so the next thing is you're going to turn this like siren red deep into a kind of a character. You can give it eyes and a mouth if you want to, but what does this deep red sound alarm say? If it stopped what it was doing and turned and looked at you, it would say a word or a phrase, and it's just going to drop down or bubble up, and it's going to be very simple.
Like immediately what came up when you were saying that was like, it's like, stop, you know, it's like, just stop it.
Yep. Okay. You're so good at this.
Okay.
So yeah, you just trust exactly what comes up, everything that comes up in your mind's eye, in your anything you hear, anything you think of is relevant.
Okay.
So you just kind of follow the breadcrumbs. So stop. And that's, yeah, stop. I would have expected something like, or with a siren, I've heard like, we're not okay, or something's wrong, or help me, you know? And so for yours, it's a stop. Okay. That's very good. Very good. Step five is, I want you to look at the siren that's alarming and telling you to stop. I want you to ask the image how long it has been with you. And an age is going to pop into mind, maybe several numbers, but there's going to be one specific age that's going to kind of,
okay, let me like sit with it for a second. Mm-hmm. Like immediately what came through was like 3 years old, like 6 years old.
Okay.
And then I also see like 8 years old as
well. Okay. So this is, so her body's telling her, okay, this is a repeating pattern. I have so much to tell you, but where are you drawn? 3, 6, or 8? And if I was doing this with you in a session, we would visit all of these, but like, and we might, we're going to see where it leads us, but which one? Well, you said 3.
Yeah. I feel like 3.
And we like to go to root cause. Root cause is where it's at, right? The how, where, why, and when this ever became an issue for Caitlin. Now, Caitlin, step 6, and this, you can do this with yourself. I'm going to ask my mind. You just relax, take a breath, open your mind, and you're going to ask your mind, direct your mind to take you to a time, scene, situation, or helpful situation related to that feeling of being pushy and not like being pushy or other people being pushy. And what's going to happen is it's like we've typed that into a search bar and hit search. And what Caitlin's mind is doing right now is it's filing through all its memories, and she's receiving flashes of different things. Probably. Yeah. She's nodding, flashes of different memories. And, but she is not trying to land on anything. Her mind is doing the work now, but some memory, some scene, and she, especially because she's so young here, it may not make any sense to her, is going to start to come into focus. And tell me about that, Caitlin.
Yeah, like what immediately comes in is like feeling like I had to do something that I didn't want to do, you know?
Okay. So what scene comes up? Like, so where are you? Are you like inside? Are you with people?
Yeah, I'm inside. It feels like kindergarten. I actually remember this memory very well.
Okay. That's common. And it's also common to land on a memory where you're like, did that even happen? It doesn't matter. Your mind is playing charades with you, or your mind is using every, it's almost like you're, if someone said you can't say anything, but you have to give a message to someone, you would use your body language. You would point to things. You would like use any inside joke you knew of that you could communicate with your body. That's what her mind is doing right now. So wow. Sometimes people are like, did that even happen? I don't even know. I'm going to have to call and ask my, okay, no, we don't do that right now. We do that later.
Okay. Yeah.
And people will say, well, I wasn't 3 in that scene though. I was 5. Totally fine. Your mind, we are along for the ride, and your mind is in charge, and it took us to this scene when you were in kindergarten. And Caitlin, what's happening?
It feels like a series of events that day too. Like I always hated going to school. Like,
aww.
Hated it. You know, my mom, I'm an only child, so my mom would always be like heartbroken dropping me off. It was like a whole deal. So like, I'm definitely going through those emotions, like waving. It was like always a process.
Oh, the goodbye, yeah. The separation. Okay.
Exactly. The separation from her was very hard for me at that time. But then also I feel like people are like asking me a lot of questions, mm-hmm. like, which this might be going into like the more of the age 6 and 8 where mm-hmm. teachers are like, you know, what's the answer to the question?
Pressure. I'm hearing pressure.
A lot of pressure. Like mm-hmm. they're like, say an answer, you know, and I say the mm-hmm. answer and it's wrong.
And you're like, stop talking to me. Stop right. asking me questions. It's right. making like very, what is it making you feel?
Like undervalued, stupid, like I can't say the right answer. So,
oh, they keep asking, I must not be saying the right answer because they keep asking me questions. Is that?
Yeah, it's kind of like in like I'm in a spelling bee and I'm saying the word that's being that I think is being asked to be spelled. And they're saying like, no, try again. And it's just feeling very pushed.
I know that feeling. Like I was thinking of this earlier, and this happens sometimes when I'm going to work with somebody later. And so I wonder if this speaks to you at all. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you and you're not even hearing me.
Yeah.
Like what I'm telling you, but you're not hearing is, and that frustrating feeling, like you feel like the stupid one, but you're like, why aren't they getting it? Is that okay?
Totally. It's like, why don't you get the, like me and my mom are supposed to be together all day. Like the logic wasn't making sense.
Well, yeah. And the 3-year-old logic, if you're going to revisit a scene when you're three, it's going to be very like I shouldn't be at school. I should be with my mom. That's where I want to be. That's natural. They're asking me questions. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. It makes me feel stupid. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
All this pressure, right? And something about visibility. Like, I just want to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it felt as a kid. Like, not show my face, hoodie up, you know? Like, miserable to be here. Yeah.
I just want to hide. Like, stop talking to me. I don't even want to be here. Okay. Is that about right? Is there anything else that's important right there?
I don't think so. I think we're touching on it all. It's kind of this like definitely frustration, you know, like I don't know how you said that, because it feels like I'm communicating, but like no one's listening. Nobody's getting it.
Yeah. Like I must be speaking French because I'm speaking, but they're looking, they're not getting it. They're not understanding me, and I'm understandable. I'm understanding myself.
Right.
Okay. Now, step 7 is you allow that scene to know. So I want you to connect it to today's situation. So I want you to connect that scene to the original situation that made you bring this up. And I want you to find the connection between that memory and the scene today.
I think it's because I'll like, if it's on this sales call, I can like really this sales call really mess with me for a while. And
like
I
you would, being the seller,
someone was selling me.
Okay.
I
know, I hate that.
You know, it was like so pushy and like, God bless his heart. I'm sure he was just taking his coach's advice and like thinking that they were doing the right thing, you know, where I can hold empathy for that. But it was very triggering for me. A lot of like beliefs felt like were being placed upon me.
Yeah, like don't put your truth on me.
Exactly. It was like,
okay, that's really important. Don't put your truth on me. And I just want to say as an aside, I was talking to somebody yesterday and we were another entrepreneur and we were talking about how early on in our careers, we had business coaches that, you know, taught us how to do the sales calls or discovery calls, and there's a script and how to handle objections and all that stuff, and how it just made us want to vomit. It was so inauthentic. It literally made me not want to do what I do. But they made me feel like I had to do it, but everything in my body rejected it. And so we talked about, she was saying, so today I get on sales calls with people. And I say, listen, this is just a conversation. I'm not going to ask you for your credit card number. I'm not going to ask you what you want to do. I'm going to listen to you, find out why you reached out to me. I'm going to let you know how I work. And then, you know, we'll say goodbye and you can decide and think about whether or not you want to work with me. You'll receive an email with a link if you do. And if you don't, cool. And that just feels good to me. Are you cool with that? Yeah. Okay, great. Let's have a conversation. And I went, oh my God, I love that.
Yes.
So, okay. So don't put your truth on me. Is it all the same stuff? The pressure, the frustration, maybe you're saying no and they're not listening to you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're saying, I got to think about it, and they're not listening to you.
Yeah, it's like I just need some time, you know, like I'm also the type of person that needs a little space.
Like, me too. I gotta sit with it.
Yeah, you know, it's like I just don't know. Like, this is a lot of information out
there. And they're so good. They have you asking them, is it okay if I think about it? And you're, yes, it's okay. but you'll miss out. You know, oh no, it's not okay if you think about it. I could, you know, so I totally get you. And something about feeling undervalued in that, right? Like the way I process, like you aren't respecting that and valuing that. And like, I'm telling you, I need to sit with it and think about it. And I have to do that. I can make a decision, but I sit with it to see how it feels in my body.
Yeah. Yeah. Like even on some of the calls, I'll say like human to human, like drop the ego, drop the story, you know, like human to human, I need time. And they still weren't receiving that.
Yeah.
And even like it's pushy after, you know, like what you're saying, like, give me the credit card. I'm like, how do I cancel the credit card after?
Yeah. And it's so funny because I had one person tell me like, and I just spaced. What did I space on? Oh my gosh. So that must mean I'm not supposed to share it. That's so funny. Yeah. It's going to come to me if I'm supposed to, but I just got totally blocked. Okay. I'm hearing move on. Okay. Step eight. Okay. Now, so all the same things, you've identified the feelings that come up when you are, and I'm going to say the word triggered. Step eight. And this is where it gets a little weird. And I say that so lovingly because it's the most beautiful thing in the world, but this is the energy therapy part of it. Okay. You're going to mentally apply white light to that memory of you as a 3-year-old. Now, white light is the highest vibration in the universe. It's pure peace, love, light. It can heal and transmute anything. And the way I like to do it is I like to imagine swirls of white light going all around you, that 3-year-old you, being at school, being pressured with questions, wanting to just hide, feeling frustrated, all around you, around them, around the location. And something, it's like something starts shifting. It's either that we've pushed a play button and the scene moves forward and changes, or you start to realize something different. Lots and lots of white light. What changed?
Like realizing that they just didn't have the capacity to listen and respond, or like maybe even like a little lack of being present in there.
Yeah. Like they didn't, they did the best they can. They literally didn't have what they couldn't give me what I needed.
Totally. Like I see my mom, like my mom's like, well, I just need to put food on the table, you know?
Like, right. Like she
don't go to work.
Yeah. Like, baby, I want to stay home with you all day because you're amazing, but we, you know, have a house. Right. and for the teachers, like they just are seeing a 3-year-old just in distress and trying the best they can to comfort you.
Yeah.
In their own way, having no idea that their way was actually distressing.
Totally. I'm feeling the same about the like work as well, like not saying the right thing around spelling. It's like they felt like they were pushing me because they knew that more was there.
So they meant well.
Yeah.
They're pushing you because they're trying to pull something out of you. And so they're like, wow, I'm really helping this child, having no idea that what they were doing was distressing and leaving some sort of mark on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some of them still have beautiful relationships with, and yeah. I know they believe that too, you know, so it's kind of full circle now.
Yeah. And that's a common realization that people will say, like, they didn't know any better. Like, honestly, literally, they were not capable of any other words or actions. They didn't know any better. And so there's this knowing, right? It kind of happens. Why, how, I don't know, but it does. Applying that white light affects that. It opens your eyes and makes you see it differently. Now, does that scene feel completely good? Or you know what? No, it doesn't. I want the you that is you today to walk up to that little three-year-old, and everybody else is freeze framed. And I want you to get down on her level. And what would you say to her?
You are enough.
Yeah, you're enough. And this is tough. Man, I know, because I went through it. This is tough stuff, but you know, you're an amazing little girl, and I'm sorry that everybody doesn't get you.
Yeah.
They just don't get you. But you are gettable.
Yeah.
And worthy and valuable. And your words carry weight and meaning. And guess what, three-year-old Caitlin? You're going to grow up one day and have a podcast where you speak words, and people are going to follow the show and listen and like it and talk about it, because your words, honey, do matter.
Wow. That's so full circle. I'm like emotional.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So now this is what I'm talking about when I say root cause. Yeah. Caitlin, now consider this. Caitlin has an issue in her life when someone's pushy with her, or she has to become pushy with someone. She literally, her nervous system, her brain, her memories have been triggered. And so she's really living the same feelings that she's had all these different times without knowing how to make it better. Now we can go and we can talk about it. We can talk about that, and you can vent, and we can even kind of dig, but this is what I mean by let's go to the how, where, why, when you ever started feeling this way, and let's reframe it and fix it there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I know. Right.
It's like very powerful. Yeah.
And then step nine, I want you to come to today's situation, and specifically you keep bringing the sales call up with this. It sounds like a gentleman who is not listening to you or respecting you or your words. Lots and lots of white light around that, around you, around your heart, around, you know, what's being awakened and arisen within you. Arisen, that's not a word. And around him, around the phone, around the connection between the two of you, around the situation, lots of white light. And the scene plays forward, or you start to realize something different. More and more white light around him, around you, around the connection between the two of you. What's happening?
It's like not as scary. Like it's like,
yeah,
you know, it kind of felt like I could have just said something to be like, I'm not looking for that. Or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that three-year-old little hurt girl isn't the one on the phone call. You know what I mean? It's like, and I heard the words, empower yourself, right? Mm-hmm. That three-year-old didn't have the power to say, stop asking me questions, leave me alone. You know, you're not helping.
Yeah.
But however, the adult Caitlin can absolutely say, I'm not really appreciating this conversation right now. You're not hearing my words. I'm telling you I need time, and I do. That's my process. I'm sorry you don't get it. And so you know, like some fumbly new salesperson can come to a sales call, but you have the capacity and empowerment to stand up for yourself or hang up on him. I mean, but then I'm thinking of the poor guy. He's just trying to make a living, and he's learning how to do sales call, and he's literally reading off a script. I've been on those, and I tell the person, I said, I'm interested in your product. I want to hear what you have to say. Please put away the script. Oh, we don't have a script. And then everything sounds scripty. You know,
it's so true. And I think that was the problem, was like, I really liked him, you know, like before the script, you know, I was like, oh, we're having such a great connection. And now you've just like totally ruined it, you know?
Yeah. So maybe even I want you to take a moment in your mind's eye with all that white light going around. And I want you to like connect with him and make him lock eyes with you. And I don't know what his name was. Let's pretend it was Larry, unless you know it.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Larry, stop. Let me help you.
Yeah.
I was vibing with you. And then you went on your sales script and I lost connection. The most powerful sales tool is connection. Just giving you some advice. I know they're telling you what to do, but just look at me in the eyes. Let's make a connection. And I wouldn't be on this call if I wasn't interested in what you're selling. So, you know, don't uncover my pain points and make me feel like I can't fix it on my own without you. And then I have objections and you're like scrolling to the page that says handling objections. Like, be a person, Larry.
Yeah.
And he's thinking about it. And whether or not he decides to, right, put your truth on him is up to him. But you've provided some feedback that might gestate and help him. And maybe he'll be a kick-ass salesperson now. Because that, you know, I had a Facebook ad at one point and I had somebody comment and she was not very nice. But that comment sits with me, but it drives me forward to help more people. She said, if you can help so many people and you know how to help people heal for real, why don't you just write a book or do something for free? Why don't you help more people then, you know? And that got me. I was like, yeah, I don't want to stand behind my work. I want to put my work out there. I want to give it away. I want, you know, and if it's valuable, people will start talking about it and who knows what will happen. But yeah, the goal is to help as many people as possible. That's the goal. Thank you, Karen.
Right. Thank you, Karen. Love you.
Right. So maybe it will gestate and help him. How does that feel, Caitlin?
It feels amazing. It feels like you've given me words in a situation where I have just wanted to shrink and be small. Like throughout my other healing endeavors, I realized that a lot of the times I was just missing the rhetoric. Like
yeah.
I was missing the words to use. And what you said, I even wrote it down and I wrote like, empower yourself in like bigger letters. And I'm probably going to frame it because it's like such a good reminder that I am able to give feedback. Like I
you
have
weren't, business, but you are.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like, I probably have been in business longer than this amazing gentleman.
And now, if this ever comes up again, if these feelings come up, instead of telling yourself the story, well, it didn't work. No. You say, I know what's happening, because that's what it's all about. What's really going on? I know what's happening. I've been triggered and there's more there that I haven't healed. So all this is doing is showing me what needs to be healed. But I'm going to, and this is why I like people to do it in their journals. You remind yourselves of the truth that you came to, because when we're going through growth and change, it takes effort. It takes consciousness. And we get tired. Tired. And I don't want to grow today. And so we slip back into old patterns and we tell ourselves, well, that didn't work. Well, yes, that did. You're just not doing it. And so you go back to your journal. And I love doing that. And you go, you would go through there and I'm not three anymore. I'm an adult. I couldn't say it then, but I can say it now. I'm going to empower myself. I'm going to stand up for myself. And guess what? Now I feel better. I didn't even have to take myself through the process. Now I just feel better. All those feelings that I came to with that session, I'm feeling now. I'm feeling awesome. I'm in my power. My crown is back on. I even have a robe, you know, like you come back to that. Now, number 10, the most important step, I think, is you're going to go back to that image in your body. Cause this is where, how do I really get rid of it out of my body? Go back to that image, connect to it, that sound siren alarm, sound alarm is the word you used. And I like to use the exact words you used, that deep red sound alarm that was saying stop. And I want you to put lots and lots of white light around it. Lots of white light and little space, a little air. It starts separating from your body so that it's no longer a part of you, Caitlin. It's separate from you. And then you might notice that it desires an exit point. And where is that exit point?
It's like my armpit.
Okay.
Is that weird?
Yeah. You cannot make it up. I've heard it all. Like, I think it's in someone's throat and I think it's going to come out of their mouth and they say something completely different. So I've heard it all. And you just go with it. Okay. So out of your armpit. So lots and lots of white light around this sound alarm, helping the energy behind this alarm and all the feelings related to it, helping it leave your body through your armpit. And you'll feel that it's kind of a process and it's happening. And you'll feel a sense of completion and know when it's done, when it's gone. And I want you to let me know when that is.
I think it's done.
Okay. Awesome.
It did kind of linger though. Like for
yeah. Me. Sometimes it's like, it's still going. It takes a while. Yeah. Yeah. So how Sorry. Do you feel? You feel good?
I feel so good. Thank okay. you so much, Claire. This has been amazing.
I'm yeah, like, so that's the it. Point, right? That's the point. Something's bothering me. This is bothering me. I've already tried to talk myself off the ledge. I've talked to my husband about it. I can't, but I just can't, like you said, you're trying to grasp it, but you can't. I take myself through this and it nails it every yeah. single time. And what I want to do for your listeners, just for this episode, I've never done this. Okay. I am going to send you a link that you can put in your show notes with a PDF with all these steps and descriptions in them.
Amazing. Thank okay. you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. I'm literally going to print it out. It's so helpful.
Yeah, you can put it in your journal and you don't have to journal. Like I go through this in the car sometimes. Sometimes I just put a stressful situation in my mind's eye in a ball in between my hands and I put white light around the situation. And I can tell you so many stories of ways that that has completely turned things around in certain situations.
It's amazing. And like, you know, I'm also Reiki certified. So the white light very much so resonates and
good.
I've used that, but I think this combination of conscious and subconscious is very beautiful of how
yeah, it's about, and I was Reiki certified. That's how I started out. We can go to weird if you want to. I had a dream. A being came up to me and handed me some white light and said, you're supposed to work with white light. While Reiki is a wonderful energy, you are going to work with white light. And I started working with white light, and specifically in ways I don't understand or know why, white light has this amazing effect on this process specifically. I mean, you could use Reiki if you want, but it is specifically for this process. And then when I tried to bury it, this, you know, work and forget about it and go on with my business, it was just always nagging. And then I had another dream. Remember, you're supposed to work with white light. Okay. So here I am, trying to spread the word, trying to teach as many people as I can about this process and spread the word that you can heal yourself. You can heal real deep issues that you've been struggling with for years and you've been unable to figure out. And I hope you utilize it.
Oh
my God. If you have any questions, if you start using the process and you say, yeah, but two things, you can reach out to me at info@claireunkifer.com. I will get that email and I will respond as soon as I can. And also I have a community, the Healing RX community, that you can learn more about on my website. And I have an entire course with examples and much more examples of variations of it and things like that within that community. So you can learn more about that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I know the listeners will be loving this and I love the differentiation between white light and Reiki. And thank you so much for sharing about your dreams. We've had some amazing guests share about like, you know, how sometimes your dreams are guiding you. Like this is happening, I believe, you know, for a reason. So Thank you so much again, Claire. For all of our listeners, please reach out to her. This was amazing. I feel like I'm going to be reflecting on this for a while. So thank you so much again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.